The global implementation of the global minimum tax framework hit a critical friction point today. The business at OECD, BIAC, advisory group issued an urgent memorandum warning of a Pillar 2 system lag that threatens to derail the first major reporting cycle. With the June 30, 2026, deadline for the first GLOBE information return, GIR, rapidly approaching, BIAC is sounding the alarm. The technical infrastructure required for compliance is simply not ready. The system lag crisis, reporting versus reality. BIAC's memorandum highlights a massive disconnect between legislative mandates and the operational reality of tax administrations. While the rules are technically in effect, the digital pipes for reporting are still being laid. Portal readiness. Many national tax authorities have yet to finalize digital portals. For instance, the Netherlands plans to open its Digiport channel on June 1, leaving MNEs just 29 days to submit their first-ever global returns. The side-by-side, antimony 2 sulfide, burden. Despite the January 2026 Safe Harbor package, the Pillar 2 system lag means MNEs must still manage dual reporting tracks to satisfy multiple qualified domestic minimum top-up tax (QDMTT) requirements. Exchange uncertainty. The Multilateral Competent Authority Agreement (MCAA) framework remains untested, raising fears of data mismanagement during transit. Comparison. Compliance goal versus 2026 reality. Feature the OECD blueprint. The 2026 Pillar 2 system lag filing channel centralized, seamless portals Dutch Digiport, opening 29 days before deadline. Data collection unified GLOBE return, GIR, heavy side-by-side, antimony 2 sulfide, manual requirements. Exchange efficiency. Instant automated MCAA sharing. Untested frameworks and security concerns. Penalty status. Strict enforcement for 2026. BIAC demanding a one-year waiver until 2027. The ask. A one-year penalty waiver to prevent a wave of accidental non-compliance caused by the Pillar 2 system lag. BIAC is formally calling for a transitional filing penalty waiver. The proposal seeks a grace period extending through June 2027, where no penalties or interest would be assessed for later incomplete GIR filings, provided the company has taken reasonable measures to comply. The compliance mirage. The reality check. The Pillar 2 system lag is the predictable outcome of trying to build a global tax system while the blueprints are still being revised. For CFOs, the June 30th deadline has become a compliance mirage. The closer you get, the more the requirements shift. The side-by-side system was supposed to be a relief valve, but instead, it created a dual reporting track that is exhausting tax departments. Without the penalty waiver, July will be a month of technical chaos.